Utah Presents and TEDx Salt Lake City present an all-day event of speakers and performances on Saturday, September 19th. U of U student tickets are just $5 with ID. More information at utahpresents.org. I'm Henry Glasheen, Digital Content Coordinator for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this episode, we'll be talking about Eat Local Week. Eat Local Week is an annual Utah event that celebrates the regional harvest, promotes local agriculture, and the preservation of Utah's agricultural heritage. From September 12th to 19th, people are encouraged to take the pledge in eating locally made foods and beverages for a solid week. There are various levels, ranging from selective products to being hardcore and only eating Utah-made foods. Slug writer Amanda Rock sat down with Adrienne Twerp, the Eat Local Week program manager, and Gwen Christ, the director of Slow Food Utah, about the challenge and events lined up for the week.
What is Eat Local Week?
So Eat Local Week stemmed originally from the Eat Local Challenge, which started in 2007 by a Salt Lake couple who challenged themselves to see if they could eat or how local they could eat for a month in September. And they got some friends together, had some potlucks, challenged their friends, shopped at the farmer's market, and they even sought out various products through local farmers and realized that there actually is an abundance of food here in September that they could eat. It was really fun. The following year, they got more friends, more family involved. From there, they got a write-up in Catalyst magazine, and some other media and other organizations got involved over the following years. And just a few years ago, the Eat Local Challenge became Eat Local Week because there are a bunch of events sort of popped up because of the Eat Local Challenge. So other organizations created events during this week of the Eat Local Challenge, and that became Eat Local Week when Slow Food Utah and Wasatch Community Gardens and the Downtown Farmers Market got together and formed a steering committee to sort of run and take this idea of the Eat Local Challenge and turn it into an entire week of events.
Excellent. Well, let's back up a little and talk about what it means to eat local. Like, what do you consider local?
So the original challenge was anything, any food that was grown, sourced, or raised, or caught, I guess, within 250 miles of your living, where you live. What we define as local now is within Utah boundaries, simply because as we've made this program statewide, we want to make sure that, you know, people in St. George and people in Logan and people in Salt Lake all have similar resources to sort of help each other and pull from. So yeah, within the bounds of Utah.
Why do you guys care if people eat local?
Why do we care? Well, there's a lot of reasons behind the whole Eat Local movement. A lot of big reasons, a lot of small reasons, and you can start kind of at the top with the carbon footprint. It's a lower carbon footprint for your food to travel less miles to get to your table than otherwise. It also is a community builder. The more you source your food locally, you're seeking out those sources of food locally from farmers markets or local stores or whatever they are, you're forming ties and friendships and connections with your other community members. It's also very supportive of local farmers and helps to preserve the farmland and the open space that we all love and enjoy in Utah. In fact, that survey that was just done with Envision Utah showed that the majority of Utahns want agricultural land preserved.
Absolutely.
Well, this is the way to do it, is supporting those local farmers and growers by getting your food from them, purchasing it from local growers so they can then stay on the land. To get a little bit more personal, it's really about flavor, nutrition, and what's available seasonally that is just a fantastic, you know, thing to add to your table. Taste is probably, you know, the most personal of the reasons to eat local, but it's probably the most important, really, if you think
Absolutely.
About it. If it doesn't taste good, you're not going to get it locally. So, yeah, and we have a lot of really absolutely fantastic food here locally, so...
We do.
Yeah, and there, I just want to add to that, that we have seen this influx of chefs, you know, professional chefs that own restaurants around Salt Lake that demand local food for the reason that Gwen just said. You know, it's not just this, you know, out there movement anymore of people that are diehard and they're going local because of, you know, environmental reasons. Those are obviously great, but it really has become a matter of the quality of food that people want. So
let's talk again about Eat Local Week. How do you sign up for it? And what are you committing to when you sign up to Eat Local all week?
So Eat Local Week is now a statewide program. I didn't mention that before. And because of that, we have gotten some financial help and backing from various government organizations, as well as our private sponsors, our steering committee. We really have a big support system behind us now. And because of that, we are hosting a variety of events throughout the week. The core of Eat Local Week is still the Eat Local Challenge. And basically what that is just encouraging people to eat as locally as they can for a week during the week of September 12th through 19th specifically, but obviously all year is great too. And how people can sort of show their support for that is pledging online to do the challenge. That way we know who's doing it and we can offer support. We have resources online for people looking for ways to do that. But yeah, pledging online to do the Eat Local Challenge. That really is the core of what we do all week.
You go to eatlocalweek.org and you hit the Take the Pledge button and you sign up and then you put in what your challenge is going to be. And there's different levels. You can go hardcore, which I think you're doing, Amanda, right?
I'm doing it.
Awesome. Where everything you eat that whole week is going to be totally local. That's really fantastic. And then there's a second level, which is it the Easy Does It? No, the DIY, right?
Yeah, I always
I think DIY is the second one, I think, I hope. And that's where you can do mostly local food, but you're allowing yourself a break here and there. So a lot of people, they can't live without their coffee or they can't live without their olive oil. That's okay. But just get the rest of it local. And then there's another level that's for a really introductory level where people they're just now hearing about eating local, they're just getting started, don't really know, but maybe they're just gonna do one local meal per day or one food group that they're gonna focus on. So you have an option of putting in the comments, like what you're gonna do. And it's really fun to scroll through the Who's In page and find out what other people are doing and how they're challenging themselves and the things they can't live without and the things that they say, I'm gonna live without that for a week and just see what it's like. And so it's a really fun thing.
Yeah, that page is fun to look through. Yeah. Like it's inspiring to see what other people are gonna do. Yeah.
That's why we put it on there because of that sense of community that this can really create, and getting people interested because of what other people are doing and inspired because of what other people are doing. One thing I wanna mention, and a lot of people have brought this up in their challenges, is people that are doing that mid-level challenge, you know, if they're not gonna give up coffee or they're not gonna give up olive oil, they're at least going to make the effort of getting their coffee from a local roaster. You know, even though we don't grow coffee beans here in Utah.
That's a compromise.
Yeah, at least making the effort to support a Utah company who is at least roasting and packaging and selling, you know, the product.
And so, probably sourcing sustainably and through those community connections, even though they may be 1,000 miles away. So
there are ways, even if you can't give up some of those products that don't actually grow here, to still support strong Utah companies, and that in turn has great benefit as well. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some local products that people can use on their Eat Local Week challenge. What are some of your favorite local products that are going to be important?
So I think that there's the obvious. I mean, it's September, the harvest is going crazy right now. You go to the farmer's market and every booth is just full of vegetables and fruit, you know, galore. So that's easy, right? I mean, there should be no reason or excuse that anyone can come up with not to at least get their fruits and vegetables for the week.
Absolutely.
From the farmer's market. But I do want to point out too that even if you can't make it to the farmer's market, I mean, that's really kind of the easiest thing, because there's such a variety of food there. You can get your groceries for the week and already you're 90% there. But there are a lot of our grocery stores around here do carry local products. In fact, more than a lot of people may realize. Harmon's in particular has stores all over the state, so I'm sure there's one near you. and they actually have a specific labeling program within their store. They have a little label that says local to Utah on the food so that you know products that are either Utah companies or that were sourced from Utah. So that's really helpful as well. There are other grocery stores. I'm not going to name them all here, but if you go to our website, you can see in under our resource section, you can see every grocery store that we know of that carries meat, eggs, milk, produce, bread. I mean, everything that you would need, all your staples at least, and getting them there. So there really are a lot of ways for people to do this.
And Harmon's is a sponsor, right?
They are, correct. Yeah, and for good reason, because they are working really hard to support this outside of just Eat Local Week and what we're doing. But in their own way, they support the movement year-round. So
nice.
Very happy to have them involved.
Good. What are your, some of your favorite products that are local?
I was just going to mention Real Salt is a really great thing. I'm not sure if there are a lot of other communities in the country that can say that they have a salt that they is sourced right within, you know, a few miles of the city that is just such a wonderful, wonderful, nutritious product for salt. There are so many others. It's hard to...
I know, that's a ridiculous question, really.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with it. But I would say, you know, tops of my list would be cheeses. We have some excellent cheesemakers in Utah that are... Every year, it seems like we get they get awards and recognition for their products. Beehive, of course, is a big one. Oolite, which is a new sheep cheese maker that is found at the farmer's market. Brand new, really great product. Gold Creek, Heber Valley Artisan Cheese. There's so many other ones that are really fabulous. And so I'm a cheese fanatic. And
who
so
isn't?
and Drake Family Farms too, which is a Century Farm that's over in West Valley or West Jordan, I can't remember exactly, and has goat cheese and goat yogurt and stuff. So fabulous products like that.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really easy to do this.
I think it is. I think that
it can be.
Yeah, I think that if people take a minute to really educate themselves and find sources for these things that are on their table anyway throughout the week. You know, maybe you're having grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup one night. Well, take just a minute and think about where all those ingredients come from, and you're going to be able to find all of that at local stores grown locally here in Utah and produced here. We have a great climate that's conducive for lots of great produce and ranching and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we're pretty fortunate, I think.
I think so too.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie.
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel. We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie!
So let's talk about some of the fun events that are happening during the week.
First of all, our kickoff event is the Wasatch Community Gardens Tomato Sandwich Party. And it is held at the Grateful Tomato Garden, one of the Wasatch Community Gardens. you can come, it's free, you can eat tomato sandwiches, local bread, local pesto, tomatoes, delicious.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and it's a really good family event too.
Fun the things music
for the kids and music, mm-hmm. And it's from 11 to 2 on that Saturday, September 12th. So that is our kickoff event. We also have at the downtown farmer's market that same day, in the education station, we're doing a tasting event for farmers market products so people can actually sample and taste what is available at the market, as well as a recipe renovation where you can bring your favorite recipe to us and we will tell you how you can make it local.
That's great.
Yeah, so if you have something that you love and you make all the time and we can help you find sources, exactly what we were just talking about for, oh, I need, you know, butter or I need bread or I need whatever, and we can kind of help you renovate it so it's a local recipe. And then we have our film screening on Monday where we're going to be showing the documentary called On Her Own, which is a really great food film. We'll also have a local burger bar there. Nice. So you can come and eat. Again, that will support your challenge if you're trying to go. We're going to get all of the burger bar food sourced locally as well. So that will be there. Go to the website. They're all there. We have cooking classes. We have a pickling class / demonstration at the market. Real Food Rising is having their fall fundraiser. The Wasatch Co-op is doing a local food and art show, which should be really fun. Liberty Heights is having their anniversary party.
Caputo's is doing a cooking class.
And then Saturday, the 19th, is our finale party, and that's going to be on the rooftop of Harmon City Creek. Yeah, so that'll be, again, and good food at all of these. Great food at every event, right? There has to be. Come hungry, and every event really will be really fun and really supportive of our mission and what we're trying to do here. So, and again, in support of the Eat Local Challenge.
Excellent.
Something for everybody all week.
So let's take a minute and talk about, I saw that there's a recipe contest on your website.
Yes, recipe contest is a lot of fun. That's going on right now, in fact. Basically what that is, similar to what I just talked about with the recipe renovation, where we're asking people to take their favorite recipes or invent a new one using local ingredients. Super simple, or not. I don't know. It depends on who you are, I guess. But a fun way to be creative with your food and with your shopping, trying to sort of renovate your recipes to make them local. And you basically just submit a recipe with a photo and the ingredient list, where you sourced your items, quick description, email it to recipes@eatlocalweek.org, and this is all online as well. Mm-hmm. And then all of the recipes that we get will go online and will be open for voting a week before and the week of Eat Local Week. So from the September 7th through the 19th. And those will be open. You can get your friends and your family to vote. Also, everyone who's doing the challenge will be able to have a recipe resource online to make and do local recipes.
Excellent.
And there's a big prize for the recipe contest.
Yeah. So we're giving away a BlendTech blender. And BlendTech is actually a local company. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but they're awesome. They're like $400 blenders. They're really, really neat. And the winner of the recipe contest will also get the chance to showcase their recipe on Fox 13's daytime show, The Place. So they'll be on there talking about their local recipe as well. So that's really fun.
Cool. So a thing that I was a little confused about when I was checking out your website, I don't understand what the food quest is. Like, what are you asking people to do?
What isn't the food quest?
Well, it's like a treasure hunt with food,
fun.
Except that it gives you little tasks to do, and you take a photo of yourself and your teammates doing the little task with the totem that you'll have to show that it was there.
Basically, it is. It's a food scavenger hunt. So everybody who registers online will form, the first thing that you need to do is register and form a team. Teams can be 2 to 6 people. And then throughout the week of Eat Local Week, before Eat Local Week, we will send out the list of challenges. There's 175 challenges.
Wow.
No one's gonna do them all, and that's expected.
Okay.
Yeah. But each of the challenges are worth points, varied from 1 to 7 points. And basically what you'll do is you'll look at the challenge list with your team and you'll decide what you want to try to accomplish that week. And as you accomplish them, they're verified through a photo or a video that are uploaded into the Eat Local Week Food Quest app that will be downloaded onto your smartphone. You upload your photo, you upload your video, and in real time, it shows you how you're doing against other teams who are also competing against you during the food quest, and showing who's winning and how many points you have and all of that kind of stuff. Challenges that you can, all the challenges you can do, how much the point value of each. And then at the end of the week, whoever has accomplished the most tasks or gained the most points, either way or both, will be the winner. And the winner is going to get a $500 cash prize.
Wow.
So
give me an example of some of the challenges.
Of a challenge. Oh man, there's tons. One of them is to feed each other watermelon blindfolded as a team.
Oh.
Bob for apples, also blindfolded. I don't know what we have with the blindfold. Juggling peaches for 8 seconds. Doing goblet squats with a large watermelon. A lot of them are information-based, like video, a 15-second video telling us 10 farmers that you met at the farmer's market. there's dozens. A lot of them have to do with cooking, gardening, weeding your neighbor's garden. Wow. There's 8 categories: farmers markets, things to do at the farmers market, gardening and farming, eating, cooking, service, donating food to the Utah Food Bank, offering support for Real Food Rising. Anyway, tons of challenges. Some are more serious, some are really fun, but there really is something for everybody. Teams of all levels and ages and abilities, and it'll be really fun.
It sounds like fun. It sounds like a good way to like win Eat Local Week for those of us that are competitive.
Yes, it's exactly. I mean, the bragging rights. Can you imagine?
Exactly.
Eat Local Week Food Quest champion. I mean, what more could you want in your resume?
I just can't wait to see all the pictures and videos that come out of it. I think it's just going to be so entertaining all week long to see what's coming from it. And the winner will be announced at the rooftop party on the 19th at Harmon City Creek, and we'll have a big celebration there. There'll be music and food, and that's where the winner of the food quest, winner of the recipe contest.
And they may or may not receive a giant check, because who doesn't want that, right?
Sounds super fun.
I don't know. I still have to get my hands on one. I'm not sure, but
like,
that's
where
my
did it
goal.
Even come from?
I don't know. But if I have one goal over the next couple of weeks, it is to find a giant check.
So I'd like to see that
being presented on stage. The thing about the food quest that I just want to point out is that it really sort of encapsulates everything that Eat Local Week's about. It's getting people in their community, getting to know their farmers, cooking, eating, gardening, you know, getting on the farm, doing service, you know, connecting with your local food community. It's everything. And that's why it's so great. And that's why it's going to be so fun, and really why we are encouraging and hoping for people to register.
Yeah. So I noticed there's a $30 charge for that.
Yeah. So that is a portion of that goes back to the Eat Local Week program. So really, it is your way of sort of showing support for what we're doing, because we are a nonprofit as part of Slow Food Utah. So it that ensures that we can keep putting on events like this and supporting, you know, the movement overall year after year.
So that brought us back to my next question. I wanted to talk more about Slow Foods Utah and what they do for the community.
Slow Food Utah is an organization that's been around for probably about 15 years here locally, but it's part of an international movement that started in Italy in response to a certain fast food restaurant opening near the Spanish Steps in Rome. And this group of Italians said, wow, you know, that's really not what our culture is all about. And they instead met the tourists on the piazza with bowls of pasta. So, you know, who doesn't love a movement that starts with bowls of pasta,
that's
right?
Very convincing.
But it's really grown since then. That was 25 years ago, 26 years ago, spread all over the world. There's chapters in 150 countries around the world. Slow Food USA is based in New York, and then there's chapters all over the country. I think there's, I want to say 200, but I'm not exactly sure. But locally, we have a really strong chapter. We do many different programs in partnership with other organizations, as well as on our own. We do farm mobs. We do cooking and canning classes. We do one big fundraiser event at the end of the year called the Feast of Five Senses.
And wonderful event.
Yes. And that's been our fundraiser for our microgrant program. And the microgrants are small grants we give to local farmers, school and community gardens, food entrepreneurs, people who may not have access to traditional funding, and it's a way to help support the community, the food community, in a real concrete financial way. So that's kind of what Slow Food Utah is about. We have a board of directors of 15 people. We have a volunteer corps that's pretty wide as well, and a membership. It's a membership-based organization. Go to slowfoodusa.org. Our membership drive starts September 1st. Sign up. Become a member, support your local chapter. So that's a little bit in a nutshell.
Thanks for listening to Slug Sound Waves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter @SlugSoundWaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Arteca, Christian Schultz, John Ford, and myself, Henry Glasheen. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design was by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Next week, we'll be talking with local synth-pop band New Shack while listening to songs from their new album. Thanks for listening.